sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? We are back somewhere all over the great Tampa Bay region. A lot of things to talk about. Knucklehead finally got on board. What's up, dude?
I'm here. I am live.
Calm down. You don't have to be so excited.
Live.
I'm so excited.
Well, I'm duplicating the Bruce Buffer. Welcome to the world. The future heavyweight champion of the world. Mateo Miocic, born this week. And if you haven't seen the video live, it's one of the most epic things you'll see is Bruce Buffer welcoming Stipe's new son to the world. And I got excited. I'm excited about it.
Can we get a sponsor to pay for soundproofing your room?
Get out of here. I mean, I can go into the living room if you like.
No, too much noise out there. Let's get right into it. We're going to welcome a new sponsor here shortly. We have a pretty cool interview coming up. But give me your thoughts, because I've been arguing with the great, late Joe Marquardt about what we witnessed Sunday night with Jake Paul and Tyron Woodley.
I mean, which angle do you want to take? I mean, you know, say what you want about the clown, the circus show, the freak show, whatever it is, it's putting eyes on combat sport. It's getting eyeballs and people to get interested in something that they wouldn't do otherwise. So I think it's all positive. I think it's all great. And what I liked most about it is after the fight, Jake Paul talked about a fighter union and coming together and being a part of something historic to actually improve conditions for fighters. And, you know, when you look at the top sports, MLB and NBA, where they have about a 50-50 split in revenue share, where the UFC is paying around 16% to their fighters, I think nothing but good comes out of this.
Well, first and foremost, the thing that you need to say about Jake Paul is he put his money where his mouth is. Now, I don't think they'll ever have a union, but for him to have an opinion and then step up to the plate and pretty much, from what I've been told, took over $1 million of his own money, of his own purse, and then divvied it up for everyone else that was on that card, including Tyron Woodley.
I mean, how could he not love the guy?
I agree. And if he could have come out with a better product, I probably would have bought the hat, got your hat. But it was too cheesy, so I didn't buy it. But, you know, I'm arguing with MMA fans on Twitter in the Book of Face. My background, my career, everything has been around MMA, my love for MMA, and I'm defending Jake Paul against MMA clowns who continue. Well, he's not fighting a real boxer. He's fighting a wrestler. He's fighting an MMA fighter who's not a boxer. And if you were Jake Paul, if you were in Jake Paul's situation, wouldn't you continue the circus? Seriously.
Of course. Oh, he is. I mean, he went straight to Twitter and he announced his retirement. I'm sure his split decision victory. You know, and then, you know, then today announced that he's back. He's out of retirement. So, you know, it's kind of just throwing. It's kind of like, what?
Hold on. He needed time to rest. So he rested for hours and then came out of retirement.
Well, you see it with like Henry Cejudo, and you see it all these guys that jump in and out of retirement just to, you know, leverage to get a better contract or get a different opportunity with a different federation.
It's very unfair for you to list your Uber fare in that category when he hasn't come out of retirement.
You know, Henry Cejudo, he didn't tip me for that Uber fare to the airport. Like, you know, if
hold on. I never said he paid you for the Uber fare. I just said your Uber fare. So for you to bring up the financial aspect of your free Uber, I think is, again, unfair to Henry Cejudo. But I never said that he paid, he didn't pay, he tipped, he didn't tip. I just said your Uber fare to the airport.
Yeah, well, I'm a little salty about it. He could have gave me something, like a tip or a photo or something. Well, I guess he gave me a photo.
Yeah,
got a photo out of it.
So you got the photo. and then when I saw him at the next event, he had no clue who you were. That was the best part.
Yeah, well, I have that effect on people.
But, you know, the Conor McGregor retirement, a lot of people, you know, they do use it. They do leverage it. I don't think Jake Paul needs to leverage, you know, a retirement, a fake retirement. He can pretty much do and get anyone he wants in the next fight. And for him to take on a boxer, I think is ridiculous. Why? Because I think after a loss or two, he might have been able to get another fight if he would have lost that fight to Tyron Woodley, who the MMA world thinks won that fight. I didn't see it. And even though I'll give you it should have been a knockdown, it wasn't because the referee was busy and didn't see it.
It's kind of like, you know, a little WWE at but, times.
Well, first of all, I disagree with you. And the Twitter audience, surroundings, whatever, saying that this is a typical Triller, you know, set, fixed fight. First of all, Triller had nothing to do with it. It was Showtime. Two, Do you think Showtime would ever get involved with a fixed fight where they would lose everything?
No, of course not. Because they put on legitimate, credentialed, you know, boxing and betting lines. They would lose. You're right. Their credibility would be shot. They would lose everything. They would probably not be allowed to be to gamble or have their lines bet in Vegas or in other areas. So, I mean, it would be catastrophic for them if they were ever caught in something like that.
But you kind of implied that this wasn't a legitimate boxing event, because it was.
No, I was just talking about the ref, from what I understand, if the ropes are holding you up, then it's supposed to be counted as a knockdown. So the referee either didn't know or missed it or just let it go. But I thought it should have been counted as a knockdown.
Yeah, well, again, it could have been. It should have been, but it wasn't. And even if that's a knockdown, it's a 10-8 round, he still loses the fight. He still loses.
I'm not questioning that. Nobody's questioning that. I didn't see Tyron winning that fight. I didn't think he won the fight.
And then at the end, where, like you said, Jake Paul, you know, very humbled, you know, said what he said, did what he did, and then Tyron Woodley's like, I want a rematch. Dude, you just lost.
Well, he wants the paycheck. He got $2 million flat.
I don't blame him. And he's playing the heel, you know, tool. You know, he's playing Matt McClellan to a whole new height. And,
but if he really wants to win this next fight, then he'll come down to St. Pete. And he'll let me and Keon train him. And if he really wants to win, then I will help him.
Shut up.
I mean, I'll help you. I'm trying, you know. I help everybody. I love helping people. It's my job.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, whatever.
I'm for the people.
Yeah, whatever. When we come back, because I'm already tired of talking to you. When we come back. Not we, because you don't know anything about it, but I'm going to discuss our new sponsor, Odd Sock Official, what we're going to do, and we may do something fun, like have a fantasy draft regarding Odd Socks when we return. So I recommend you and the millions, and I mean millions of fans that are tuning in right now, jump on oddsockofficial.com, and we'll talk about it when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sergeant. We'll be right back.
I went home with a waitress. is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim Palmer, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Tampa, Florida. Are you a fan of MTV's The Challenge? Well, on Saturday, October the 9th, you're going to want to be at Challenge Mania Live. It's at the Tampa Improv, and you can meet and hang out with Derek Kaczynski, Mark Long, Hisela Delgado, and more guests to be announced. Get your tickets at challengemania.live or at the Tampa Improv website. It's Challenge Mania Live, a pre-show meet and greet and a live panel talk show, just like a Challenge reunion show that doesn't suck.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is LaDainian Thomas, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Hello again. Hello. Hello again.
All right, so I'm just back from Raymond James Stadium, little press conference based around the NFL opener next Thursday, based on some new food items that I got to taste, which some of it was good. Some was good.
Okay.
Some was pizza, but some was pretty good. So we need to talk about athletes responding to fans, not only on the golf course, but at Major League Baseball games and all that. And we will do that. Did you go to the website that I suggested you go to?
I'm on it right now, actually, checking out the oddsocksofficial.com. And I got some pretty cool, they got some pretty cool designs. I mean, I don't know how they could afford to get all these license deals, but man, they've got everything.
They truly do have everything. And a new feature that we're going to do, and this is really stemmed around me. I wanted to say yes, but I really don't want to bring you into it. But, when we do remotes from now on, when we are seen in public as Knockout Radio, you know, this has nothing to do with your QNAT, has nothing to do with, you know, swimming on the beach, carrying a pizza box. You know, when we are in an official Knockout Radio status, we will be wearing odd socks.
Well, I've been wearing odd socks to all events since I got my first pair.
Okay, well, this isn't about you. This is about what we will be doing moving forward. So we will be giving odd socks to the celebrities and athletes that come on. We'll have some giveaways to do to our millions and millions of fans. But we will be in odd socks from here on out. So this is what we're going to do right now. Are you on the odd sock page?
I am.
Okay. What's the top left-hand sock?
Oh, hold on. I'm in the men's section here.
Right. You go to men, and then it says shop by brand, hit odd sock. Did you do that?
Oh, got it. All right, shop by brand, odd sock. I did it.
What's the top left?
Top left is new money.
New money. All right. So do you have something to write with?
I have my decoder pin for like being a superhero, but I don't have a black light.
Well, you need to write these. This is your job. So if you need 12 seconds to grab a crayon, marker, lipstick, you know, whatever you're going to use tonight, maybe you use it to write down right now.
And crayon's how I filled out my job application for Knockout Radio.
Well, I still have one. All right. So are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right. We are going to have a fantasy draft of our desired odd socks that we will start wearing effective next week when we will be in Omaha, Nebraska, when I'll be at hopefully the Cowboy game on Thursday, when we'll be at the fight in Omaha next Friday. So we will do the fantasy draft. Okay. I am going to go first because I have the rules.
All right.
You only select. We're going to pick one pair of socks from each line.
Okay.
So I'm going to go first, and you write it down. I'm taking Nature Boy Ric Flair.
Of course you would.
But I left you another pair. I left you a pair of flares.
The gold flares?
Yeah, you get the gold flares. I get the Nature Boy Flair.
Deal.
Okay. Against my better judgment, we will do like you typically do in fantasy drafts. Go ahead. Your first pick of line number two.
Line number two. Whew, I guess since I'm cheesy, I'll go with the Cheez-It crackers.
Right. You got cheesy crackers. And I think I'm going to take the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
See, I should have done that being a pizza guy because obviously they're ninjas. They eat pizza for power. But I saw the ones down below on line three, and I held out. I was waiting for the Retro Turtles.
Well, where's Retro Turtles? So you're going Turtle Boys?
Retro Turtles, right in the middle, line three.
Okay, Retro Turtles. I'm going to use a mulligan because it's my show. I am not going to select from this line, which will give me two in any line I so choose.
Oh, you got to go with the Chucky. I mean, the Chucky, your best friend's the guy that got the free Super Bowl. What was that guy's name? Gruden.
But Chuckies are sold out. So since they're sold out, I'm doing the mulligan. I have one in my back pocket. We are going to move to the next line. I have first pick, and I will be taking Randy Savage.
Of course you will. That's a great pick.
It is a great pick.
So you got two on that line, or are you taking the Back to the Future? What's the other one?
I'm saving it. That's in my back pocket. I've got one to save for down the road.
You know what? I'm going to go with the Scarface, The Last Stand. Those look pretty epic.
Okay. I didn't even know what that meant, but okay. Moving on.
Scarface.
I've never saw it, so I don't know.
All right, next line.
All right. You're first.
Well, since I already have the Ultimate Warrior socks that I rock proudly, I will go ahead and diversify my portfolio and pick up the Steve Austin's.
Is that a question or is that a statement?
I don't know. I don't know if that's what I'm not an Austin fan, so I'm gonna. You know what? I'm gonna throw those back. I'm gonna get the. I'll go with the Cooks.
Who are the Cooks?
It looks like, from the picture, it looks like it's the Breaking Bad guys that we went to that charity dream fund down in Miami for the Super Bowl. And with Aaron Paul and Cranston were both the the guest of honor for the that foundation we went to.
Okay. I'm going to reserve another one and put it in my back pocket. So I have two in my back pocket. And it just so happens I'm first pick on this line.
No, you can't. Now, come on. That's not right.
This is the way it works. You know, sometimes you take things that you don't want just so that the competitor can't. So I will really screw up my box and take the Hulk Hogan's.
No, that's my guy. You can't have the Hogan and Flair.
I got
Hogan. Rock both.
Now, I would have had a difficult situation, and let me read what's on this line. There's SpongeBob Hipsters, there's Chucky's Back, there's Vito, there's Scarface, there's Rocky versus Clubber, and it would have been difficult for me if Rocky versus Clubber was not sold out. But because it's sold out, I'm taking the Hulk Hogan.
Could we, like, could you wear one sock and I'll wear the other? Like, would you wear, like, left foot? Hogan, right foot, Savage, and then I wear the other set that matches?
Well, the problem with that is you don't have the Savage and you don't have the Hogan.
I'm not liking this draft so far.
You know, Tony gave me a pair of Rocky Balboa's, the Italian Stallion, at the last BKFC, and somebody put a post up on the Rocky Balboa page and said, I need those. And I said, the only problem is I own them. So
right.
You can eat them all you want. I have them. I have Hulk Hogan. I have Randy Savage.
The only way my draft is going to get saved is if there's a Tom Brady 6th-round draft pick somewhere at the bottom of this list.
Now,
because I'm getting crushed.
This is like any other draft, though. You know, as we go along, or maybe when we get done, if you present a package that makes sense to me, maybe I could let one of the Hulk Hogan's go.
All right. There's a chance.
All right. So who are you taking that's left? Chucky's Back, SpongeBob Hipsters, Vito, or Scarface?
Well, I've already got the other Scarface, so I'm going to go with the Godfather, Vito.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but okay.
The Godfather? You never watched The Godfather, the movie? Marlon Brando?
I've never
seen it. You have to catch up.
I have never seen it. All right, moving down. The next row, Swedish Fish, NWO Wolfpack is sold out. Back to the Future, Reza Ramon, Jaws, which is sold out, and Big Tony the Tiger.
Yeah, I'm going to go, since I took my summer trip and I stayed up at the Kellogg Manor up in Lake Michigan, I'm going to go with Big Tony Kellogg's Tiger.
Okay, good call. Thank you for leaving Reza Ramon for me. So I will be taking Reza Ramon.
Does he know you talk like that about him?
I think he does, because I told you. I met him at the train at the Atlanta airport.
Oh, yeah.
And we did talk about it. All right, so who's first? I'm first. We have Mankind and Sacco, Return of the Dead Man. Ooh, that's The Undertaker. Hot Rod.
Ooh.
Out. Mike Myers is sold out, and you can't see me, John Cena. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play dirty. And as much as I want The Undertaker, I already have enough WWF superstars, so I'm going to take Hot Rod.
You doing that just because of Teal Piper?
I did it for a trade.
Got a Ronda Rousey. You did it for...
I did it for a future trade.
It's a pretty good, just pretty good choice. But I'm gonna go with, just because it's so different, I'm gonna go with the Mankind and Sacco. I like the contrast. I like
it's not bad. Black and white.
It's cool.
I got it. All right. Moving along, Sting, Thank You and Joy, Pepsi, Hacksaw Jim Duggan. I'm gonna make a suggestion after this row. No,
after, right?
In two more rows, I'm going to make a suggestion. Pepsi,
no more Pepsi.
No, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Tommy and Chucky Women's, and From Parts Unknown.
I got to go Hacksaw Jim Duggan. I got to watch WrestleMania with him this year. He's an awesome guy. He's got a thumb the size of a house. And hey-oh! Hacksaw Jim Duggan for the win.
Again, I really would like to branch out, but right now we're loading up on wrestlers. So let's take, I think his name is Steve, isn't it? Sting? I think
Sting,
that's
man.
Yeah, so we'll go with Sting. He was a great performer with the band. All right. Now we have Frosted Flakes, which is sold out, Mountain Dew, Pepsi, SpongeBob, and Ramen Cuisine. Since I'm first, I'm gonna take the ramen, and I'm going to will them to my nephew, who wrote and performed a song about ramen noodles on YouTube.
Oh wow!
Have you ever seen it?
No.
All right. After the show, you know, YouTube. We'll even do a giveaway, and I need to get permission, you know, from the powers to be at Odd Sock. But maybe we will do a giveaway of the Ramen Cuisine sock from a trivia question from my nephew, Seth Harris's YouTube video about ramen.
All right. Sounds like a good deal.
All right. Go ahead. Your pick.
I'll just go Mountain Dew just because I like Mountain Dew.
Okay. Moving forward, and you'll know why I waited until now to do it. Moving forward, I think what we can do is for our first appearance, I'm thinking we have to make the other person wear a particular pair of Odd Socks.
Oh, okay. I like that idea.
But I had to wait till we got past Pepsi.
Because Pepsi, like, you would die.
I would, like, do.
Because when we go to a restaurant and you're like, can I get a Diet Coke? And she's like, Pepsi, okay? And your answer is always, absolutely not. And then they just stand there and look befuddled. They're like, oh.
Hold on a second. If you're going to tell a story, tell it properly. We've gone to a restaurant. I've ordered a Diet Coke. And she says, like the Super Bowl commercial, is Pepsi okay? Now, what do I really say? What's my response?
No, it's really not okay.
That's not what I say. I say I'll take an Arnold Palmer.
No, you say no, it's not okay. You're like... Because I do it as like a automatic, like, oh, we don't have that, but yeah, you know, this would be fine, same substitute. And then you make the point that Diet Pepsi is the worst drink of all time.
All right, is it my turn to go first, or is it yours?
Well, since this next row is dedicated to you, you might as well take all three of those socks.
Okay, well, no, I'll pass because
what?
No, I don't. I have the Italian Stallions. That's what I was given at the last BKFC.
Yep.
So I am going to take one of my two in my back pocket, and I will take the Macho Madness, and I will take the Rocky logo, leaving you Nick stickers, whatever that is, the Italian Stallion, Tony the Boss, or, God, you can pronounce it because you like butchering names.
Los Pollos Hermanos. That's the chicken restaurant from Breaking Bad. Where all the kingpin who owned all the meth, that was his front. That was his cover up. So I will definitely take the Los Pollos Hermanos for the win.
All right, the next row we have the Outsiders: Cat Dog, Nick Slime, Ren and Stimpy, Macho Man Stars, and Gross Bob.
Is it your go or my go?
It's your go.
All right, I'll pick up the Macho Man Stars.
Okay, I expected you to do that. And to be honest, it was going to hurt. It was going to hurt me, and I wasn't going to take the Macho Man. And as much as I want the Outsiders, which is Hall and Nash, I'm going to go with probably the stupidest TV show I've ever had to watch when my kids were small, and that would be Cat Dog.
Okay, all right.
That was a bad TV show, I'm telling you. All right. Finn Balor, Follow Your Nose, which might be the pair I may select for you to have to wear. Select Your Fighter. Oh, it's a shame that I'm first because it's Hulkamania, Blair Flourish, and Kenny McCormick. So, again, for future trading, you know, material, are you writing these down?
Well, no, but I'm like a photographic memory.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll take the Hulkamanians.
Oh, those are the best lines of the whole show. I mean, I would take Select Your Fighter, but I'm not on it. So I'll take Select Your Fighter.
Next row, Do Camo, Cheech and Chong, Austin 316, Warrior Flex, King of the Ring, Cup Noodles for Women.
Sold out. Cup noodle. Cup noodles are for women are sold out, Randy. You're not allowed to eat.
It's like, all right, just so that I'm a little different, because again, I'm loading up, I'm going to go with the Cheech and Chong.
All right. That's a good one. I'm going to go, I guess I'll stay with the Mountain Dew theme and I'll go with the Dew Camo.
Okay. Last row before this break, Doc and Marty, It's Chucky, Jaws Cover, Great White, SpongeBob Big Face, or Just Do It. I think I'm first.
Yep, that's you.
Okay, I'll take Back to the Future.
And I'll stay with the Do It theme. I'll just do it and take the Do Socks.
Okay, speaking of Do It, we're going to do it right now. Let's go hit the bottom of the hour break. When we come back, this is riveting, so we will keep the fantasy sock draft going. And you need to be, somebody needs to write this down, because we may have a trivia question for some giveaways. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Jorge Gamebred Masvidal, the baddest motherfucker and the fighter of the year, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their premier gala, Tuxes and Tales, Enchanted Scotland, on October 23rd at the Tampa Convention Centre. This black tie event will feature adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk. This event sells out every year. Make sure you purchase your tickets and sponsorships today. Become a sponsor or purchase tickets at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Tony Hawk, and you're talking sports with Randy.
All right, we are back hanging out here, running through the Odd Sock official website. Have you run across, because I jumped to a couple other pages as I'm looking at Paramount and Rocky and South Park, and have you looked at all the stuff? Have you seen everything that they have?
Well, I'm looking at the underwear, and they got the Miami Vice, you know, old school throwback Miami, you know, neon. Like, it's pretty killer. Pretty killer.
See the belts?
Pretty cool. Yeah, the belt. I mean, the whole website's just dope. They got so much.
Let's see what the Hooters one is, because, you know, I am friends with one of the owners, the original owners of Hooters, and Ed Drosty. Looking at that, I'm now looking at the Rocky. The Rocky collection is just Rocky Balboa, Rocky logo, Italian Stallion, the Ivan Drago, the Rocky vs. Clubber. Both of those are sold out, the Ivan Drago and the Rocky vs. Clubber. Then Clubber has his own pair, and so does Rocky Champion. So what one page interests you the most?
I mean, I think you got the one, the Hulkamania, the alternating red and yellow. I mean, that's, for me, that's the cream of the crop.
So I have to make sure that that's the pair that I always keep.
Oh, man. I mean, I would walk down the aisle in those. I mean, like, literally. Like, those are, that's, I mean, out of all of the designs here, like, that's the one. I mean,
does your wife need to know that you're going to walk down the aisle again and you're going to be wearing these socks?
Well, nah, we won't tell her. I don't want to inconvenience her today.
Stop walking around, because you're...
No, it's a whole website. So. I'm not walking around.
Yeah, the whole website. Tony the Boss. Isn't that from the movie you were talking about?
Yeah. Scarface.
Mike Myers, Chucky's Revenge, Back to the Future. It's going to take me literally a week just to put my order in.
I mean, now you got to find events to go to just so you can wear more socks.
Well, you know, you've got... There's a BKFC almost every week. There's a UFC almost every week. There'll be NFL games once a week. So I'm going to need four pair a week.
But you're going to have to give up your flip-flops, your Florida tuxedo.
Right, but I don't wear those to events. You're the only, you know, clown that works in flip-flops.
I do. Well, I work at the GNAT in flip-flops, but that's because you connect with it better when you're barefoot. So it's actually a better workout without shoes on. That's why I do it. But when I go to events, I wear dress shoes and clown shoes that are red and shiny.
They are clown shoes. There's no doubt about it. All right, you want to talk about the Met players, or do you want to talk about the golfer?
Well, you started off. Whatever you think is better.
You know, I think they're both ridiculous. I think I'm with the players on one, and I'm not with the players on the other. A, are you familiar with the stories?
I am not. I do not know what you're talking about.
All right. The New York Mets have been responding to their fans. So okay. The fans, as in every sport, boos when you're struggling. Okay. So the players in New York, I don't know how many of them, if it's just the two or if it's more, they've been getting booed. They were once leading the division, and now I think they're at the Little League World Series. So the players are struggling. They're getting booed. Then when they get a base hit, they look to the fans and do the thumbs down.
Okay.
It's like, you were booing me before. Go away. The hell with you.
Okay, right.
So that's the baseball one. And the golf one, is, what's the guy's name? DeChambeau? Well, the long drive guy? He's the long drive guy who's been in this Twitter war with Brooks Koepka. Not Alex Koepka, but his long-lost, spelled differently, cousin. Okay. So, however you say the guy's name, DeChambeau, like, he just blew. He should have won the tournament over the weekend. So he blows the putt. Then in extra innings, they went to extra innings, even though it's in golf. They went to overtime, even though it's not hockey. And he blew some more putts. So as he's walking by, I kind of gutless by the fan. He waits till the guy passes him and then says, "Nice job, Brooksy." He loses his mind. He calls the police. He wants them escorted off. And now the PGA has instituted, because they have this policy of not being disrespectful, of showing class. If you yell Brooksy, you will be kicked out of the tournament. Not saying the golfers, the fans. Well, I guess if okay. Brooks does, you know, if he does, they may kick him out as well. So one, I'm okay with. The other, I'm not quite so sure.
So Brooks Koepka is the one who got upset that they called him Brooksy?
No. It's the other guy, the DeChambeau guy. It's the long drive. And, you know, there's this big feud going back and forth. And I guess they said, you know, to play in the Ryder's Cup, they'll put it aside. Yet it's not on the side. And the big heavyset guy gets all mad when they call up Brooksy, you know, after something. So
I think golfers, I mean, they could never make it in the combat sport world. They're just, you know, they're prima donnas, and they're, you know, you can't clap, and they can't, you know, you can't make any noise. And you know, Tiger Woods was like the worst. If he sneezed, then he would like call foul and want to do a reshot. And, you know, I mean, I think golfers just need to man up.
I once worked for a guy who was in the golf world, and I don't even remember what I did for him, to be honest. But, you know, I remember we were playing golf, and he started to yell at me because I walked behind him, and he could see me in the backswing.
Yeah, I mean, it just, you know, like, look at the trash talk of world. Look at the McGregors and the Nate Diaz. I mean, Nate Diaz is on Twitter saying that Jake Paul and Woodley both suck. You know, the five-time welterweight champion of the world in the UFC. And, like, you know, instantly on Facebook or on Twitter, he's, you know, being told that he sucks. You know, so I think golfers just need to either man up or just, you know, just quit. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Well, and let's go back to the one of the few movies I did watch in Happy Gilmore. You know, try pulling that off with Happy. You know, Happy wouldn't put up with that, and that's why it went the way it did.
I think golf needs a Happy. I mean, it was kind of a joke back then, but, I mean, the sport's so boring. I mean, it's so hard to watch. Now, I get it why, you know, the top-level guys love the game, like Michael Jordan. You know, I know why some of these, like, Winky Wright, you know, these guys that are actual, you know, Hall of Famers and superstars, because the game is so challenging. Like, every time you go out, it's a different course, it's different wind conditions, and it's you versus the course.
I don't find it challenging.
Well, the windmill's pretty hard for you, right?
Well, yeah, especially on Holy Moly. You know, have you seen Holy Moly?
Yeah, that's Steph Curry. That's his TV show.
I think that we should somehow both get on it.
That would be awesome.
And compete against each other. It's not a team thing. I don't want to be anywhere associated with you. But, you know, we could play, like, the last episode, it was, you know, like husband and wife, brother and sister, that they played against each other. So I think maybe we should do that. Or let's just go to one of these putt-putts and invent our own.
Yeah. I mean, we could combine both. We could just go to the golf course with our gloves on and our wrist wrapped, call everybody Brooksy, and just start, like, fights with golfers.
I'm for that. No.
And then we'll film it. We'll take Steve Monroe with us. We'll make it a spectacle.
But would Steve Monroe be going as the golfer, or would he be going as the Walmart receipt checker?
Well, he'll go with whoever pays him the most money.
Well, that would be that would be the golfer. But no, the windmill does get in the way. But I don't find golf challenging, and I'm being as honest as I can be, because golf is the only thing I've done in my life that I can think of that I'm not competitive at. I don't want to be competitive at, and I just want to go out there and do whatever the hell I want to.
Okay.
Well, no, I'm just saying, I know that I'm not very good. If I want to win, I bring Tiger, better known as Steve Monroe. If I don't care, I bring Steve Monroe. If I'm going to a golf course, I bring Steve Monroe, and I don't need to play. I'll swing if I want to. I'll hit a drive if I want to. I'll putt if I care. And we take the trophy.
Now back to the Mets thing. You know, the fans there, aren't they kind of like Philly fans? Aren't they known for being just like awful fans? Like, did they throw batteries at like John Rocker?
I mean, but that wasn't Met fans. That was Yankee fans. But aren't all fans like that? You know, no, seriously. Tell me anything. Ohio State fans, to me, and I know I'm going to get a letter from Lola, Ohio State fans are the worst. I can't stand them. Redskin fans are brutal. The Cleveland Brown fans, they love the Cleveland Browns. But wear a Pittsburgh Steelers shirt, you know, to Cleveland. See what happens. The only fans that I don't think do anything like that would be the Rays fans, because they don't show up at games.
Well, because all the people in the stands are for the other team. Like, I mean, when you go to a home game at the Rays Tropicana Field, it's all New York or Boston fans. It's never Rays people.
Don't even get me started with this. I really don't want to fight about the Rays and Rays fans and move it to Tampa. And if you bring it, we will come and all that garbage. You know, all those Tampa fans that keep saying that, get in a car and drive to St. Pete and go to the Rays game. Stop complaining. Well, it's such a long drive. You don't care that it's a long drive for people in St. Pete. You want it convenient for you, and that's the only way you're going to go. And that bothers me. I had a talk with J.P. Peterson about this. We've talked with Rock Riley about it. You know, don't bring up it's better for Orlando. It's better for Lakeland. Obviously, because it'd be closer. But for somebody in Tampa to say, move it to Tampa, it's better for people in Orlando, yet you still don't go to the game in St. Pete, it's kind of like talking to you. I don't listen to you. I'm not listening to them.
But wouldn't it be better if it was somewhere like, I mean, either Tampa or even Lakeland? If we share the Magic as an NBA team, we don't have basketball in Tampa Bay, so we have to, you know, support the Orlando Magic. You know, could you move it to Lakeland and pull a draw from all sides? Like, you get Orlando, you get Tampa, you get, you know, Lakeland, and cover the whole state or the whole central state.
Or you could just move them to New York and add them to the Mets and Yankees, and you could pick up all their fans. You'd have more fans than you do now. Right?
Well, no, New York can't support three baseball teams.
All right. How do you know that?
Because they don't even support the Mets if they're losing. Like, they only support winning teams. Like, well, I guess they would support the Rays. They're winning.
Kevin James supports the Mets, win, lose, or draw.
Oh, we're going to see him Saturday, I think. I think I'll be with them at the Paramount in New York.
That is the rumor. And, you know, I'm sure I met him at the Super Bowl. He's a good guy.
What do you want me to tell him? Should I wear some odd socks? Do we have Kevin James, like the King of Queens? I didn't search for that one.
Yeah,
that would be cool.
I watch faithfully for about 3 hours every night, King of Queens, and Everyone Loves Raymond. I think that was Kevin James just calling the bat phone.
And which was he really? They called it in, but like,
could you stop walking around? Stop walking around. Your internet is off. Stop walking around.
I'm not walking around.
Oh, I think
I'm sitting still.
You're standing still?
I'm sitting still.
So Brian Ford, I was just over there with the Bucks, and he was talking about, how about this? All games are sold out. There is not a single ticket available for the entire season.
Wow. Are they doing social distancing? Is it like every other row, or is it full capacity again?
So first of all, stop walking around. You're killing me. It'll be a full stadium this entire... Well, he said that, you know, they're playing it by ear. Is it ear or year? Well, they're playing it by both. And totally sold out. Every ticket, every seat will be filled. They are recommending masks, but not requiring it unless you're in the press box. And then not only do you have to wear a mask, but you have to be vaccinated as well.
Now, does a helmet count as a mask?
As long as it covers your mouth and throat.
Perfect. I mean, LaDainian Tomlinson, he had a mask. I mean, that thing is COVID safe. I mean, you couldn't see his eyes or his face or nothing.
You know, which has been banned. You know, they don't allow that. And that's why they have, you know, each sidelines has a, basically, I guess for lack of a better word, a narc. And, you know, if he catches you with, you know, your socks too high, you know, your mask too dark, you know, he jots it down, and then you get that FedEx on Wednesday. Which means you've been fined.
Wow. They have co-compliant narcs on the sidelines to do that.
At least the Buccaneers, they've been former players. I would assume that most teams are previous players, and you know they go down at pregame, and it doesn't count for pregame, but they go down, and I've even been told by some that depending on who the player is, they'll say, "Hey, don't forget," or if they don't like you, they won't say anything. And then, that's the way of the world. That's just life.
Wow.
And you know, if that's the case, they don't say anything, and then you get the old FedEx on Wednesday. Like they should care.
So back in the day when T.O. would take the Sharpie and put it in his sock and then catch a touchdown and sign that ball, like somebody definitely missed their job on that day.
Well, no, because you don't know that he has a Sharpie in his pants. You don't know.
Oh, not you don't check them? You don't like a metal detector, like frisk them, pat them down?
They don't pat down every player and cheerleader before the game. They don't do that. They don't go and check. At least they didn't. You know, the field goal equipment to see if he hit a phone under there.
Why do they pat down the fighters before they enter the octagon?
I want to know why they like check their like shoulder blades.
Like they hide in a piece of metal or like a rock.
Are you hiding a bazooka in your shoulder blade? What could you possibly be hiding in your shoulder blade?
Well, why do they do it? I mean, there's got to be a purpose.
I'm sure that they're checking for, you know, Vaseline, you know, to make, especially like an MMA. I don't think it would be very good for your opponent if you're all Vaselined up and then you try to like wrestle and you know, submit and you're slip sliding away on the canvas. That's where you need the safety net.
That's it. Yeah, the safety mask is important. Or, I mean, I guess they could go to like the baseball guys and use some stick 'em. You know, be the opposite of Vaseline.
Well, you know that's what you would want. You know, if you're like Damian Maya, you know, throw some pine tar. That way, you know, you're attached, and then when you fall to the ground, you just got to figure a way to get the pine tar off, but still keeping your opponent on the ground.
That's a strategy. I don't know if it's ever been tried, but.
Well, if anybody can pull it off, you might be that person.
I'll give it a try.
Jump back. I know we only have about 2 minutes left. If Jake Paul fights again, which I anticipate he will, who would you like to see him fight? You know, who he's going to fight, who knows? I know that Matt Brown's calling him out. You know, I don't see that necessarily going well because the difference between Tyron Woodley and Matt Brown is Matt Brown not only would not have stopped when Jake Paul was in the ropes, he would have gone in the ropes after him. Where Tyron Woodley just stand there like a deer in headlights.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about. I mean, you know, I mean, this is a former 5-time world champ, you know, defended his belt 5 times. So I don't know why he lost his killer instinct, but it was definitely not there.
His killer instinct is Cocoa Beach. It's at Kamaru Usman's house.
Yeah, I would like to see Jake Paul fight Logan Paul. Similar genetics, same height, same size. You know, Paul versus Paul.
I think the entire card should be that. You know, even though they're not brothers, you know, Ken Shamrock and Frank Shamrock, you know, should fight each other.
That would be an amazing concept. That would be the greatest pay-per-view of all time.
Do I get to fight my brother on the card?
The rematch from when you were 13?
I was a little older, but whatever.
I mean, I don't even have a brother, but I would find one just to fight on that card.
Well, you call everybody brother. You can fight Terry.
That's it, the brother match.
The brother match. We need to add Matt Riddle. And then it could be a bro match as well. Have you seen his thing in the WWE?
No.
Yeah, you ought to check it out. It is pretty fun.
But how cool would that be though? I mean, like brother versus brother, Paul versus Paul. I mean, it would be the biggest spectacle of all time.
Wife versus husband. You know, a lot of those would be a lot of fun. All right, 1 hour down. Greatest hour of our lives until the next hour, which comes back in about 4 minutes. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
John Owen, you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.